This is Twit.
Maybe a couple of you guys have worked a contest or two, or maybe you got to be Whiskey One Alpha Whiskey Portable Station like these guys back here. So you've had your first taste of working a pile up, and now you're bit. You've got bit by the bug and you want more. Well, then you're going to want to watch this video right here, because I'm going to tell you how to do a little DXing and contesting holiday style. I'm going to talk about taking your DXing or contesting to the next level. Now, before you can jump in and go on a major DX expedition like this one here, believe it or not, that is a DX entity, Scarborough Reef, you're going to want to start off first DXing or contesting holiday style. So I'm going to be showing you QTHs that you can rent that are all ready to go. And I'm going to start us off with easier ones that don't require a visa, just a passport. Like this one, Prince Edward Island. Now you can see they have a vast array of antennas all ready to go. They also have a couple of operating stations in the QTH. And there's their website, peidxlodge.com. And here's Curaçao, which is in South America, a little island just north of South America, considered part of South America, and this is called PJ2T. Now, this ham shack is available for rent, for contesting, or for DXing. They have multiple ham stations there, so you could actually run a multi contest from here, pj2t.org. Now, let's say you want to go on a DX holiday, but the YL wants to go somewhere nice. Well, you can kill two birds with one stone here with Hawaii. This is the Leilani Bed and Breakfast located on the Big Island of Hawaii. Perhaps you want to set your sights on something a little more rare? Well, you could go to Senegal, which is in Western Africa, which is currently declared Ebola-free. Now, maybe you're looking for a little bit more adventure. Well, how about an African DX safari? Now, these safaris are usually not a QTH to rent. You might need to assist in setting up some of the antennas and equipment before you can operate. They do customize their safaris every year to where you want to go. They offer Botswana, Lesotho, Mozambique, Namibia, South Africa, and Swaziland. And now they do only stay at five-star hotels and casinos or game ranches, so you will have deluxe accommodations. And here's a bunch more QTHs that you can rent for your DX holiday or contest. Now you're sure to draw a pileup in the Bahamas. Also, there's Aruba. They have been known to rent that QTH out for certain contests. Or how about Bermuda? You get a nice pileup there. And Costa Rica. And Greece. Or how about Turks and Caicos? There's so many places you can rent from. Now, a lot of what I'm showing you, I pulled off a couple of websites, but bear in mind, they did not keep them up to date. But all of these actually do have active websites, which hopefully means it's an active QTH rental. But here are the websites I pulled from. Now, you can go here and do a little research for yourself, because there's a lot more QTHs out there that you can rent, and they are listed on these sites right here. All right, you found that perfect ham shack to rent. What next? You're going to want to work on getting your license. First, you want to find out if the country you're going to participates in SEPT. If they do, then you can operate using your call sign with the country code prefix. Also, like the ham shack you're renting, those people are a great source to get your help in getting licensed as well. And if you are going to Canada, you don't need to worry about it at all. So, what is SEPT? It's the European Conference of Postal and Telecommunications Administration. So, if you do operate under a SEPT agreement, you'll need to bring your original U.S. license, proof of citizenship, which is your passport, and a copy of the FCC's public notice in English, French, and German. Now, this whole licensing thing can be pretty complicated, so if you have any more questions, the ARRL website is an excellent resource for getting your license. So what do you want to bring in your bag of tricks? Well, it's always a good idea to bring your own microphone, headphones, and paddle. Now, if you have a laptop, that's a great idea to bring as well, so you can do your electronic logging from that. Also, a couple copies of your FCC license, some kind of headlamp or flashlight in case you need to do any midnight antenna work, and of course, some spare batteries. And bug spray and sunscreen is always a great idea. Now, if you plan to bring your own radio, it's always best to put it in your carry-on. Now, make sure you keep a copy of your FCC license and a copy of the bill of sale for that radio and any other electronic devices that may get flagged at airport security. Keep it with the radio in your carry-on. And if you did obtain a foreign license, put a copy of that in there as well. And last but not least, go explore DX and have fun. And we'll see you in the pileups.